You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. The band Dropkick Murphys formed in Boston in 1996. For over 20 years, they've made music that's reflected the culture and community they've come from. In January 2017, they released the album 11 Short Stories of Pain and Glory. In this episode, guitarist Tim Brennan breaks down how the music for Blood was made, and Ken Casey explains the inspiration behind the lyrics.
This is Tim Brennan from the Dropkick Murphys. I play guitar and accordion. Over the course of the last few albums, our songs started getting played in like Fenway Park, and the song that the band wrote about the Bruins would get played in Boston Garden during a hockey game. And without fail, every time it would come on, we would turn to each other and go, why does it sound terrible? You know, like, and then you hear an AC/DC song come on. You're like, man, that sounds phenomenal. And our thing just sounds weird and muddled. But then we became friends and luckily colleagues with our now producer, Ted Hutt, who explained to us that space is pretty vital when it comes to things sounding huge. And in a situation like that, you know, we were used to coming up with these sort of raucous punk songs. And so I was just sort of thinking about that a little bit and wanting to see if I could make a Dropkick Murphys song that was in the vein of these giant stadium rock songs. I play guitar for the Dropkicks, but my first instrument is the drums. So a lot of musical ideas that I have, sometimes they're based around drum parts or ideas for drum beats and things like that. I got the idea to try to do something that had like a We Will Rock You type of beat underneath it. Just doosh, doosh, gah. I was playing an electric guitar, but unplugged, just sitting on my couch, just sort of strumming. I record a lot of things in my voice memos. Before I start playing anything, I just kind of lay out the drum beat. Fooling around on the guitar, I had stumbled across a chord pattern that I thought was interesting. Probably sat in that basic demo form for a year and a half or 2 years. And then we started actually getting together to flesh out the ideas for what would become this new album. Matt Kelly, our drummer, and I will meet at the space and he'll record a drum track and then I'll take it home and record everything else over it. And then bring it to everybody and say, here's what this could possibly sound like. What do we think? So we typically have a fairly good idea of what things are going to sound like when we're going into the studio, but we had never done something like that, that's sort of a slower tempo, but still sort of big and triumphant. The physical studio that we were recording in was a pretty giant, airy room. And once we started getting the drum track down and you could really hear all that space and the sort of breath of the room itself, it was like, this is going to work beautifully. Just hearing the giant drums reverberating off of the super high ceiling, and it was just like, man, this sounds phenomenal. When I initially came up with it, I knew that it was going to be a bagpipe-based song, or at least have the bagpipes in it. We have these electronic bagpipes that I'll write all of the bagpipe parts with. But when it comes to recording the real bagpipes, it's a very fickle instrument. It's got reeds in it and twine wrapped around it. It's bizarre in there. It's a tough instrument to record, certainly. We found that one bagpipe sounds thin, two bagpipes sounds out of tune, and so we triple track all of the bagpipes in order to get a bigger sound and to make sure that it doesn't sound out of tune with one another. Early in high school, I started getting into listening to traditional Irish music. And while the bagpipes are inherently Scottish, I guess it was just sort of a part of it. You know, you go to an Irish festival or something like that, and it's just sort of wrapped up in the whole thing. My sophomore year of high school, I had one of those like life-changing teacher experiences. There was this young guy, he was probably like 23 at the time. He was an English teacher, and he and I would talk music every once in a while, and he found out the type of stuff I was into, and one day he showed up with a cassette tape of a Pogues record, and that totally changed my life, essentially.
Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.
Not too long after that, he came in with Do or Die, the first Dropkick Murphys album, and said, you know, I think you're going to dig these guys. And he was absolutely right. I was a sophomore in high school at that point, and then I joined the band my senior year of college. You know, when I was a kid, I would learn all the drum parts to my favorite records and sit in the basement playing, envisioning like going to a show and the drummer has broken his arm or something and we can't continue unless there's somebody out there that knows how to play the songs. Ken called me when I was at work one day after school and asked me if I wanted to join. It was pretty crazy. There's a bouzouki that's playing this droning note, this droning B flat throughout the song. A bouzouki, it was initially a Greek instrument and then was sort of repurposed by the Irish people. It's kind of like a giant mandolin almost. It's got 8 strings. It's sort of 12-string guitar sounding in its tone. It's an interesting instrument. The idea for the words and the chorus came to Ken right out of the gate.
This is Ken Casey from the Dropkick Murphys. The goal with the song was to sum up the history of the band and to talk about the mutual dedication of the fans to the band and us to them.
Trouble Underground in Kenmore Square!
The band got its start at a venue that Bostonians called the Rat, and that was like our CBGBs of Boston. They would basically give you the downstairs during the day to do all ages matinees. So that was our home base. We were able to build a following there, and we had a show on a St. Patrick's Day that kind of got a little out of hand, and we were told we weren't welcome to play in the city on St. Patrick's Day for a few years.
You better watch out, you better beware!
The mayor at the time, who was our mayor for like 20 years in Boston, he did not like the Dropkick Murphys, you know. There was a woman who ran the licensing at City Hall, which would just like come and, you know, they try to shut down the shows. So we kind of had to hit the road, you know, which is the line, goodbye, good luck, you know.
It's time to go, goodbye, good luck. They said people like you screw everything up.
When it says they said people like you, it's not just us. It was like the you was like us and the fan base and punk rock in general. You know, that was just a reflection of how it was back in that day. But if I had to sum up, the song is about the dedication that we have to the fans and the gratitude we have for their dedication, more so than it being about the negatives of the city.
Blood is really our love letter to our fans.
The chorus, obviously, if you want blood, we'll give you some meaning. Like, we'll give you everything, you know, like, because you've given us a life beyond our wildest dreams, from opportunities to see the world, to be able to, you know, have a job and to be able to put a roof over our heads as a result of this.
When we get to the end of recording and it's time to do the backing vocals, the band members will do a few tracks of like tight backing vocals.
If you want blood, we'll give you some blood. Blood straight from the heart till the job is done.
And then everyone puts the phone calls out to their buddies and we pile them all in there and get as many voices on it as we can. So layered on top will be the giant 30-person Scally Cap choir, as they like, as the band used to refer to them. It's plumbers and carpenters and a couple of music friends, but it's all walks of life. I remember specifically we were doing the backing vocals one night and Ted is behind the glass, you know, saying, good job, good job. And then after one take, he comes in and he's just standing in front of the whole group of people and he says, start singing. And everyone starts singing and he's just walking around listening. And he goes and picks out like three people and he says, I'm sorry, but you guys cannot be in here. And so unfortunately, the really non-musical friends end up just being our cheerleaders for the evening. But, you know, we appreciate that just as much.
If you want blood, we'll give you some blood. Blood.
There's barely a difference between us and our fans. We say all the time, if we weren't on stage playing every night, we'd be the guys cleaning up the trash after the show was over, you know? We've only played Blood once, and it was recently. We waited until it came out. I was always really excited about hearing what it sounded like with everybody playing. We played at a veterans benefit at the Mohegan Sun Arena in Connecticut. And so we got to play this giant Dropkick Murphy style arena rock song in a big arena. And it felt awesome. I was particularly excited that night because it really did feel like it had been this super long road where at the very beginning of it, I saw the end. I knew ultimately what I was hoping for. And to get to play it, especially in that setting, you know, a setting that the song was sort of made for, to have that come to fruition like that, it felt really good.
And now, here's Blood by Dropkick Murphys in its entirety.
Trouble underground in Canada.
Visit songexploder.net for more on Dropkick Murphys, including a link to buy this song. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. Hey, grown-ups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. It's bursting with music, silliness, and rhymes. The Cat in the Hat cast encourages us all to find fun that is funny in every episode. Listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Song Exploder is produced by me along with Christian Kunz and is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts made possible by the Knight Foundation and by MailChimp. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. You can find Song Exploder on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. And you can find all the past and future episodes of the show at songexploder.net or wherever you download podcasts. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.